more closer than blood kin, he called him. So that's my blood kinfolk, but all our kinfolk, but this is my closer kin here. Closer, you know, according to where he is.
I see. If they said to you, they say maybe they found somebody in if somebody were named McGee and they'd say, hey, is he related to you? You might say, oh, no, he's no...
No kin.
Okay. Now, I want to find out about some pronunciations in this part of the country. And so I'm going to try to get you to say some words for me. And if you'll just forgive me, this isn't a Bible quiz, but there are a few names in the Bible. Like, for example, Jesus' mother was named.
Mary.
All right. And then there was, Lazarus had two sisters. Mary and...
Martha.
All right. The first book of the New Testament is...
Genesis.
The New Testament.
Genesis.
No, that's the Old Testament. Then the New Testament is
Matthew.
Okay, fine. Okay, that does that. That's the end of the Bible quiz. Don't worry anymore. There's an old song, Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Wait for the sunshine.
There's an old song, and a girl's name is on the end of it. It says, Wait Till the Sun Shines. Wait till the sun shines.
Please,
I even sang. that's going a long way. Nellie? You ever hear of Nellie?
Nellie.
As a girl's name. Nellie?
Nellie.
Oh, okay. If a boy's name is William, you might call him Bill, but then you might have a little nicer name. You might call him what? If his name is William, when he's about 10 or so, you might call him Bill, but when he's small, you might call him...
Baby?
His name's William, you might
William. Call him... Well, most people that got a name, the name William, we call him Bill.
I see. Mm. If he's a little boy, do you still call him Bill? A little tiny guy?
Call him Billy, something like that.
That's what I was thinking about. Okay. Have you ever heard of a preacher being called something if he's untrained and a part-time preacher?
Yeah, I hear him call him either subdue or he's part-time, he's jack-leg or
that's
something like
that.
Does
jack-leg mean he's not trained, he's part-time?
Oh, yeah, part-time.
Okay. If you're introducing, say, a member of your family to someone, one of your children, you'd say, this man is your uncle and his wife is...
My cousin, my sister.
No, this is your uncle, and she is
my auntie, something like that.
Your aunt.
My auntie.
Okay. Now I want to see how they say some titles around here. Eisenhower, when he was in the army, was a
general.
And so, if you were addressing him, you would say
General Eisenhower.
That's what I'm driving at. I want to do the same thing for some. A man who presides over a court is a over a court. You go into court.
Yeah, he's a judge.
Okay, if his name were Marshall, as in Justice Marshall,
Marshall.
You'd address him as
Marshall, Judge Marshall, Marshall.
Beautiful. All right, what are some other ranks that you think of in the Army? Private and corporal?
Private, corporal, general.
Okay, what about colonel? If you had a man whose name was Brown and he was a colonel, how would you?
Colonel Brown.
And if a man named Smith and he was a major, you'd say?
Major Smith.
Okay, that's right. Do you remember when I guess particularly the black people used to address men as captain or captain?